This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 1, Unit 1 of the Pilipino Head Start. You will hear 12 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause provided. Then listen for the response. Situation 1. You are attending a party in the evening with your wife, Rose. You see Colonel Cabot. Greet him and introduce your wife to him.
Magandang gabi po, Colonel Cabot. Ito po si Rose. May bahay ko.
Or,
ito po si Rose. Asawa ko.
Situation 2. You run into Mrs. Cruz one afternoon. How would you greet her?
Magandang hapon po, Ginang Cruz. Kumusta po kayo?
Or,
magandang araw po, Ginang Cruz. Kumusta po kayo?
Situation 3. You are Captain Turner and I am Colonel Cabral. It is noontime. Greet me and introduce yourself.
Magandang tanghali po, Colonel Cabral. Ako po si Kapitan Turner.
Situation 4. You meet Mr. and Mrs. Cruz in the morning. How would you greet them?
Magandang umaga po, Ginoo at Ginang Cruz.
Situation 5. How would you say, "How are you?" to the following people. First, to Mr. Ramos.
Kumusta po kayo, Ginoong Ramos?
Now, Mrs. Cruz.
Kumusta po kayo, Ginang Cruz?
Miss Reyes.
Kumusta po kayo, Binibining Reyes?
Teresa.
Kumusta ka, Teresa?
Carlos.
Kumusta ka, Carlos?
Situation 6. You would like to introduce yourself and your wife, Rose. What do you say? You should have said,
ako po si,
and your name, and
ito po si Rose, may bahay ko.
Or,
ito po si Rose, asawa ko.
Situation 7. You have just been introduced to Mr. Cruz's father. Tell him you are pleased to meet him.
Ikinagagalak kong makilala kayo, Ginoong Cruz.
Situation 8. You'd like to introduce your friend Tom to Miss Paraiso. What would you say to Miss Paraiso?
Binibining Paraiso, ito po si Tom, kaibigan ko.
Situation 9. You meet your friend Carlos around lunchtime. Greet him and ask, how are you?
Magandang tanghali sa iyo, Carlos. Kumusta ka?
Situation 10. You come into the office in the morning and see your secretary, Teresa. Greet her.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Teresa. Kumusta ka?
Situation 11. As you walk into Lieutenant Santos' office, he says,
Kumusta po kayo?
How do you respond?
Mabuti po naman. At kayo?
Situation 12. You have just been introduced to Mrs. Santos, and she says,
Ikinagagalak kong makilala kayo.
How would you respond?
Nagagalak din po akong makilala kayo.
This concludes the self-evaluation quiz for Module 1, Unit 1 of the Filipino Head Start. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 1, Unit 2 of the Filipino Head Start. You will hear 10 situations. Respond to each one during the pause. Then listen to the response on the tape. Situation 1. You have just met Mrs. Bautista at a party. Ask her where she's from.
Taga saan po kayo, Ginang Bautista?
Situation 2. You want to go to Hundred Islands for the weekend, but you're not sure about the weather. Ask a Filipino if it's very hot in Hundred Islands.
Mainit na mainit ba sa Hundred Islands?
Situation 3. Someone offers you some beer. Say that you don't care for beer and that you would like a Coke.
Ayoko po ng beer. Gusto ko ng Coke.
Situation 4. You have just met Mr. Ramos. Ask him if he is from Olongapo.
Taga-Olongapo po ba kayo?
Situation 5. You are talking to an elderly Filipino. Ask him if Baguio is very hot in December.
Mainit na mainit po ba sa Baguio kung Disyembre?
Situation 6. You come from Oregon. You've been in the Philippines for about 7 months, and you like it very much, but it's a little hot. Answer the following questions.
Taga saan po kayo? Taga Oregon. Gusto mo ba ang Pilipinas? Oo, gustong-gusto ko, pero mainit ng kaunti. Gaano katagal ka rito? Mga 7 buwan ako rito.
Situation 7. You are on an excursion in Corregidor. How would you say, I like Corregidor very much?
Gustong-gusto ko ang Corregidor.
Situation 8. You are a dinner guest at the house of a Filipino student whom you met recently. At the dinner table, his mother asks you if you like Filipino food. Tell her in Tagalog, "Yes, I like it very much."
Opo, gustong-gusto ko.
Situation 9. The waiter has brought you a cup of tea. As you take a sip, you find that the tea is cold. Tell the waiter the tea is cold.
Malimig ang tsa.
Situation 10. At a party, you've been introduced to a student from Cebu. Ask him if it is cold in Cebu.
Malamig ba sa Cebu?
He answers,
"Hindi, hindi malamig sa Cebu. Masyadong mainit."
What did he say? He said, "No, it's not cold in Cebu. It's very hot." This concludes the self-evaluation quiz for Module 1, Unit 2 of the Filipino Head Start. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 1, Unit 3 of the Filipino Head Start. You will hear 9 situations. Respond to each one during the pause in the tape. Listen for the correct response. Ready? Situation 1. You are talking to Mrs. Gomez. Ask whether she has any children.
May anak po ba kayo?
Situation 2. You have been asked if you have any children. Answer for your spouse and yourself that you have 6 children.
Mayroon kaming 6 na anak.
Situation 3. You meet Mrs. Ramos at a party. She asks you if you have any children. How would you say in Tagalog that you have no children?
Wala po akong anak.
Situation 4. At a party, you meet someone who looks familiar. Ask him if he works at Subic Bay.
Nagtatrabaho po ba kayo sa Subic Bay?
Or,
nagtatrabaho ka ba sa Subic Bay?
Situation 5. You meet a couple at a picnic, and you want to ask them where they live. What would you say?
Saan po kayo nakatira?
Situation 6. You want to excuse yourself from a conversation by saying that you can't stay any longer. What do you say?
Hindi na po ako makapagtatagal.
Situation 7. You are about to leave a party and want to say goodbye to your host. What do you say?
Paalam na po.
Situation 8. As your guest leaves, he says,
"Paalam na po."
How do you respond?
Adios.
Situation 9. You are assigned at Grande Island. You, your wife, and three children, one boy and two girls, live in Olongapo. Answer the following questions.
Saan kayo nakatira? Nakatira kami sa Olongapo. Nagkatrabaho ka ba sa QB Point? Hindi po. Nagtatrabaho ako sa Grande Island. May asawa ka ba? Opo, mayroon. May anak ba kayo? Opo, mayroon kaming tatlong anak, isang lalaki at dalawang babae.
This concludes the self-evaluation quiz for Module 1, Unit 3 of the Filipino Head Start. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 2, Unit 1 of the Filipino Head Start. You will hear 8 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause in the tape. Ready? Situation 1. You've just arrived in Olongapo and want to find the Palace Hotel. Ask a passerby how to get there.
Paano po ba ang pagpunta sa Palace Hotel?
Situation 2. Someone has given you directions that you don't fully understand. Tell the person that you didn't understand, and please repeat.
Hindi ko po naiintindihan. Pakiulit po ninyo.
Situation 3. You want to ask someone, how far from here is the California bus line? What do you say?
Gaano kalayo rito ang California bus line?
Situation 4. You would like to ask if the bus station is near where you are. What do you say?
Malapit ba rito ang istasyon ng bus?
Or?
Malapit ba ang istasyon ng bus dito?
Situation 5. You would like to know if Corregidor is far from where you are. What do you say?
Malayo po ba ang Corregidor dito?
Or?
Malayo ba rito ang Corregidor?
Situation 6. A man has been very helpful to you, and you want to thank him. In Tagalog, say, thank you very much for your help.
Marami pong salamat sa tulong ninyo.
Situation 7. You ask for directions to a hotel, and the policewoman says,
sa kanto, kumanan ka. Dumiretso ka roon ng mga dalawang kalye hanggang sa Mabini Avenue.
What did she say? On the corner, turn right. Go straight ahead for about 2 blocks until Mabini Avenue. Situation 8. The ticket seller tells you,
5 oras sa bus mula sa Subic Bay ang Pagsanghan Falls.
What did she say? Pagsanhan Falls is 5 hours by bus from Subic Bay. This concludes the self-evaluation quiz for Module 2, Unit 1 of the Pilipino Head Start. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 2, Unit 2 of the Pilipino Head Start. You will hear 10 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause provided. Ready? Situation 1. You are going on a trip. Ask for a round-trip ticket for Baguio.
Isang ticket na balikan nga para sa Baguio.
Situation 2. You are taking a bus to Manila. Ask how much a one-way ticket to Manila is.
Magkano ba ang isang ticket na diretso para sa Maynila?
Situation 3. You want to fly to Baguio. How would you ask, what time does the plane leave for Baguio?
Anong oras aalis ang eroplano para sa Baguio?
Or,
anong oras ang alis ng eroplano para sa Baguio?
Situation 4. After buying your ticket, you want to say, thank you very much. What would you say?
Maraming salamat po.
Situation 5. You don't have a watch. How do you ask someone for the time?
Anong oras na?
Situation 6. You want to know at what time the bus will arrive from Manila. How would you ask the bus conductor?
Anong oras ang dating ng bus mula sa Maynila?
Or,
anong oras darating ang bus mula sa Maynila?
Situation 7. You've just asked the conductor for the departure time of the bus. He answers,
Alas 2:15.
What did he say?
Alas 11:30.
What did he say? Situation 8. You ask the fare and the bus conductor says,
15 pesos at 20 centimos.
What did he say? 15 pesos and 20 centavos. Situation 9. The conductor says,
60 pesos at 32 centimos.
What did he say? 60 pesos and 32 centavos. Situation 10. The bus conductor says,
20 piso at 50 centimos.
What did he say? 20 pesos and 50 centavos. This concludes the self-evaluation quiz for Module 2, Unit 2 of the Pilipino Head Start. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 2, Unit 3 of the Filipino Head Start. You will hear 13 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause in the tape. Ready? Situation 1. Ask the gas station attendant to please fill the tank.
Punuin mo nga.
Situation 2. You want the attendant to check the oil, water, and tires. What do you say?
Pakitingnan mo nga ang langis, tubig, at mga goma.
Or,
maaari bang tingnan mo ang langis, tubig, at mga goma?
Or,
pwede bang tingnan mo ang langis, tubig, at mga goma?
Situation 3. Tell the mechanic that you have a flat tire.
Pumutok ang goma ko.
Situation 4. There's something wrong with your car. Tell the mechanic that you think it's the carburetor.
Sa palagay ko, may diferensya ang karburador.
Situation 5. The mechanic asks if you can bring your car on Tuesday. Tell him you can't and ask him if you can bring it on Thursday morning.
Hindi maaari. Pwede bang dalhin ko sa Huwebes ng umaga?
Or,
maaari bang dalhin ko sa Huwebes ng umaga?
Situation 6. How would you ask the mechanic if he can fix the brakes?
Maayos mo ba ang preno?
Or,
maaari bang ayusin mo ang preno?
Or,
pwede bang ayusin mo ang preno?
Situation 7. You have taken your car to the auto shop and you want the mechanic to check the battery. What do you say?
Pakitingnan mo nga ang baterya.
Or,
maaari bang tingnan mo ang baterya?
Or,
pwede bang tingnan mo ang baterya?
Situation 8. Tell the mechanic that you'll bring your car at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Dadalhin ko ang kotse ko sa alas 10 bukas.
Situation 9. As you hand the attendant the payment for the gasoline, what do you say?
Ito ang bayad.
Situation 10. Ask the mechanic if you can get the car tomorrow afternoon.
Maaari bang kunin ko ang kotse bukas ng hapon?
Or,
pwede bang kunin ko ang kotse bukas ng hapon?
Situation 11. As you leave, tell the mechanic, until tomorrow.
Hanggang bukas.
Situation 12. You have told the mechanic that there is something wrong with your car. He says,
O sige, tingnan natin.
What did he say? All right, let's check it. Situation 13. The mechanic says,
Okay naman ang baterya mo.
What did he say? Your battery is okay. This concludes the self-evaluation quiz for Module 2, Unit 3 of the Pilipino Head Start. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 3, Unit 1 of the Pilipino Head Start. You will hear 8 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause. If you can respond correctly during the pause, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Ready? Let's begin. Situation 1. You are in a restaurant. Tell the waiter that you'd like a table for 6.
Gusto ko ng mesa para sa 6.
Situation 2. Tell the restaurant employee that you'd like to reserve a table for 3 persons.
Gusto kong magpareserba ng mesa para sa 3 tao.
Situation 3. Tell the waiter to bring you another beer.
Dalhan mo pa ako ng beer.
Situation 4. You are at the table in a restaurant and want to ask the waiter if he has a menu. What would you say?
May menu ba kayo?
Situation 5. You are in a restaurant. The waiter asks if you would like something to drink. Tell him that you don't care for a drink, but you'd like some coffee.
Ayokong uminom ng alak, pero gusto ko ng kape.
Situation 6. You want to reserve a table for 6 people on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. When the employee answers the phone, tell him you would like to reserve a table and then answer his questions. There will be no confirmation on the tape.
Mabuhay Restaurant. Magandang hapon po. Parang ngayong gabi. Okay. Anong oras? Para sa ilang tao? Anong pangalan ninyo?
Situation 7. The waitress comes back to your table and says,
Gusto pa ba ninyo ng serbesa?
What is she asking? She's asking, would you like some more beer? Situation 8. The waitress comes to your table and asks,
Anong gusto ninyong inumin?
What did she ask you?
she asked, "What would you like to drink?" This concludes the self-evaluation quiz for Module 3, Unit 1 of the Filipino Head Start. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 3, Unit 2 of the Filipino Head Start. You will hear 9 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause. Then you will hear the correct response. Let's begin. Situation 1. The waiter asks how you'd like your steak. Tell him you'd like it well done.
Gusto ko ng lutong-luto.
Situation 2. Tell the waiter, bring us 2 cups of coffee.
Dalhan mo kami ng 2 tasang kape.
Situation 3. You would like to know what the special of the day is. How do you ask the waiter?
Anong special ngayon?
Situation 4. You are eating pork adobo, which is delicious. The waitress comes to your table to see if everything is okay. How do you tell her that the pork adobo is delicious?
Masarap ang adobong baboy.
Situation 5. You have finished eating. Tell the waiter to please bring you a glass of cold water.
Pakidalhan mo ako ng isang basong tubig na malamig.
Situation 6. Tell the waiter to give you avocado ice cream and rice cake.
Bigyan mo ako ng sorbetes na abukado at bibingka.
Situation 7. Tell the waiter, please bring us 2 napkins and 2 forks.
Pakidalhan mo kami ng 2 serbilyeta at 2 tinidor.
Situation 8. Tell the waiter to please give you some milk and sugar for your coffee.
Pakibigyan mo ako ng gatas at asukal para sa kape.
Situation 9. Ask the waiter to please bring the check.
Pakidala mo ang cheat.
This concludes the self-evaluation quiz for Module 3, Unit 2 of the Filipino Head Start. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 4, Unit 1 of the Filipino Head Start. You will hear 12 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause. Then listen to the correct response. Situation 1. Ask the salesperson, how much each is the chicken?
Magkakano ang manok?
Situation 2. At the market, you want to buy some crab. Ask the salesperson, how much is a kilo of crab?
Magkano ang kilo ng alimango?
Situation 3. Tell the salesperson to sell you 3 kilos of beef.
Pagbilhan mo ako ng 3 kilong karneng baka.
Situation 4. Tell the salesperson to give you half a kilo of ground beef.
Bigyan mo ako ng kalahating kilong giniling na karneng baka.
4 kilos of shrimp.
Bigyan mo ako ng 4 na kilong hipon.
3 kilos and a half of oysters.
Bigyan mo ako ng 3 kilo't kalahating talaba.
Situation 5. Tell the clerk that you would like 2 ripe mangoes.
Gusto ko ng 2 hinog na mangga.
1 kilo of onions.
Gusto ko ng 1 kilong sibuyas.
10 apples.
Gusto ko ng 10 mansanas.
2 coconuts.
Gusto ko ng 2 niyog.
1 can of pineapple.
Gusto ko ng 1 latang pinya.
Situation 6. You are on a bus trip to the province. On the way, the bus stops at a fruit stand. Tell the salesperson you want 1 bunch of bananas and 2 pineapples.
Gusto ko ng 1 piling na saging at 2 pinya.
Situation 7. A Filipino asks you and your friend if you would like to buy some fresh fruits. Speaking for the two of you, tell him that you would like to buy some mangoes and some pears.
Oo, gusto naming bumili ng mangga at peras.
Situation 8. You are at the meat counter. Ask the salesperson, how much for a kilo of pork?
Magkano ang 1 kilong baboy?
Situation 9. Ask the salesperson, how much each for the cabbage?
Magkano ang repolyo?
Situation 10. You are at the meat section in a market, and a salesperson says,
ano po ang ibig ninyong bilhin, Ale?
What did she say? What would you like to buy, ma'am? Situation 11. After you've asked how much the crab is, the salesperson says,
Tigbe 24 pesos at 70 centimos.
What did she say? $24 pesos and 70 centavos each. Situation 12. After you've made some purchases, the salesperson asks,
Ano pa ang kailangan ninyo?
What did she say? What else do you need? This concludes the self-evaluation quiz for Module 4, Unit 1 of the Filipino Head Start. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 4, Unit 2 of the Filipino Head Start. You will hear 9 situations. Respond to each one during the pause. Let's begin. Situation 1. You see a pair of shoes that you like. How do you ask, May I try these on?
Maaari bang isukat ang mga ito?
Situation 2. Tell the department store sales clerk that you are looking for a blouse for your daughter.
Naghahanap ako ng blusa para sa aking anak na babae.
Situation 3. You are in a department store. Tell the clerk that you need a long-sleeved white shirt.
Kailangan ko ng puting kamisa dentrong mahaba ang manggas.
Situation 4. You've tried on a pair of pants. Tell the clerk, This doesn't fit me. It's a little large.
Hindi magkasa ito sa akin. Malaki ng kaunti.
Situation 5. You want to buy a suit for yourself in a department store. A sales clerk says,
Ano po ang sukat ninyo?
What does she want to know? What is your size? Situation 6. Ask the salesman, How much is this?
Magkano ito?
Situation 7. You've tried on a shirt that fits you just right. Tell the clerk, This yellow shirt fits me well.
Kasyang-kasya sa akin ang dilaw na kamisa dentrong ito.
Situation 8. You've just told the clerk that the suit you tried on doesn't fit. He says,
Isukat mo ito.
What did he say? Try this. Situation 9. You are looking at some polo barongs. How do you say, I like those green ones.
Gusto ko ang mga berdeng iyan.
This concludes the self-evaluation quiz for Module 4, Unit 2 of the Filipino Head Start. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 4, Unit 3 of the Filipino Head Start. You will hear 11 situations. Respond to each one during the pause. Then listen to the correct response. If you can answer correctly during the pause, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Okay, let's begin. Situation 1. You are at the Alangapo Market and see a basket that you like. How do you ask, how much is the basket?
Magkano ang basket?
Situation 2. You ask for the price of an item in a souvenir store and are quoted a price higher than you expect. How do you say, why so expensive?
Bakit napakamahal?
Situation 3. You see some large conch shells at a shell stand. How do you ask the seller how much each conch shell costs?
Magkano ang kabibi?
Situation 4. At a gift shop, you see a wind chime, but you don't know what it's called in Tagalog. How do you say, how much is this?
Pagkano ito?
Situation 5. The price of a wooden salad bowl is too high. You want to find out if you can make an offer. Ask if you can bargain.
Pwede ba akong tumawad?
Situation 6. After being quoted a price of 40 pesos for a statue, you want to ask the seller if it can be had for just 25 pesos. How do you say this?
Maaari bang 25 pesos na lamang?
Or,
pwede bang 25 pesos na lamang?
Situation 7. You are looking at a picture frame and you want to find out what it's made of. What do you say?
Anong yari ito?
Situation 8. You are being quoted a price for a basket when another one at the other side of the shop catches your eye. How do you say, how much is that one over there?
Magkano yon?
Situation 9. After bargaining for a carved walking stick, the seller tells you,
pwede sa 30 pesos.
What did she say? She said, you can have it for 30 pesos. Situation 10. You ask the souvenir seller why the handkerchief is expensive. She tells you,
sapagkat pinya at gawang kamay.
What did she say? She said, because it is pineapple fiber and handmade. Situation 11. When the seller tells you the price of a shell, you think it's too high, but she says,
murang-mura na iyan.
What did she say? She said, "That's already very cheap." This concludes the self-evaluation quiz for Module 4, Unit 3 of the Filipino Head Start. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 5, Unit 1 of the Filipino Head Start. You will hear 10 situations. Respond to each during the pause. If you can respond correctly to the situations during the pause, you are ready to go on to the next unit. Situation 1. You would like to ask someone's name. What do you say?
Anong pangalan mo?
Situation 2. When you ask the maid her age, she says,
20 taon ako.
What did she say? She said, "I am 20 years old." Situation 3. Anne tells a Filipino friend that she needs someone who knows how to take care of the baby. How does she say it in Tagalog?
Kailangan ko ng marunong mag-alaga ng bata.
Situation 4. You would like to ask the helper if she could start working on Tuesday morning. What do you say?
Pwede bang magsimula ka sa Martes ng umaga?
Situation 5. The house girl tells you,
Nabalitaan ko na kailangan ninyo ng katulong.
What did she say? She said, "I heard that you need household help." Situation 6. You want to tell the houseboy that his salary is 200 pesos a month. What do you say?
Doscientos pesos isang buwan ang sweldo mo.
Situation 7. The maid says,
Marunong po akong magluto at maglaba.
What did she say? She said, I know how to cook and launder. Situation 8. Mrs. White wants to ask the maid if her salary is okay. How does she say, is that all right, in Tagalog?
Tama na ba yun?
Situation 9. You want to ask your houseboy to water the plants tomorrow. How do you say it in Tagalog?
Magdilig ka ng mga halaman bukas.
Situation 10. You want to ask your maid to do some chores for you while you're away. Say each of the following in Tagalog. A. Dust the living room later.
Magpunas ka sa salas mamaya.
B. Iron the blue pants, please.
Magplantsa ka nga ng pantalong asul.
C. Clean the kitchen on Tuesday.
Maglinis ka sa kusina sa Martes.
This concludes the self-evaluation quiz for Module 5, Unit 1 of the Filipino Head Start. This is the self-evaluation quiz for Module 5, Unit 2 of the Filipino Head Start. You will hear 7 situations. Respond to each situation during the pause. Then you will hear the correct response. Ready? Situation 1. You call the fire department to report that your kitchen is on fire. What do you say?
Nasusunog po ang kusina namin.
Situation 2. The secretary on the line says,
Ano po ba ang nangyari?
What did she say? She said, What happened? Situation 3. The nurse wants to know your name, age, and address. Say the following in Tagalog. My name is Roberta Smith.
Roberta Smith ang pangalan ko.
I am 20 years old.
Dalawampung taon na ako.
I live on Rizal Avenue, Olongapo.
Nakatira ako sa Rizal Avenue, Olongapo.
Situation 4. You want to ask if the place you're calling is the police station. What do you say?
Ito ba ang istasyon ng pulis?
Situation 5. The woman on the other end says,
Ano po ba ang maipaglilingkod ko sa inyo?
What did she say? What can I do for you? Situation 6. Your son is sick. You call the doctor, but she can't come right away. She says,
Makapupunta ako riyan sa bandang alas 11.
What did she say? I'll be there around 11 o'clock. Situation 7. You want to tell the repairman that you live on the third floor. How do you say it in Tagalog?
Nakatira ako sa pangatlong palapag.
This concludes the self-evaluation quiz for Module 5, Unit 2 of the Filipino Head Start.